On Rosh Hashanah, in the Musaf service, in the section of Zichronos, we quoted and read a verse from the book of Jeremiah, chapter 2. Ko amar Adonai, zacharti lach chesed nu'uraych, ahavas kilu losayich, lechtech acharei b'midbar be'eretz lo zura. It's a very, very moving and dramatic verse with the rich images. So says God. God speaks. God is speaking. Yirmiyahu, the prophet Yirmiyahu, tells us. God is sending us, sending a message. And this is what he's saying. He says, he's recalling wistfully, oh, how I remember the kindness of your youth, the love we had, and the love you had when you were my bride. How you followed me into the desert, which was barren, a barren wasteland. And you had such love and faith and trust in me. And this verse, which is, like I said, a verse we read in Rosh Hashanah, has everything to do with the theme of the high holidays and the theme of the Aseres Yemei Tshuva. You see, let's look just a drop deeper. What is the context of this verse? What's happening in this story? When God engages in recalling, where is he at the time, so to speak, in Jeremiah chapter 2? The answer is that the Jewish people have been exiled. They've gone wrong. They've gone off the way. They've gone off the path. They've done wrong, and they're in exile. And God says, here are my thoughts about you. My thoughts about you are such beautiful memories of an age long ago, when everything was sweet and beautiful and enthralling and romantic between us, when we had such tremendous loyalty and trust and love for each other. But wait, God is speaking. God is having these feelings at a time when one would imagine that he'd be upset, annoyed. We have fallen out of grace. We have misbehaved, us Jewish people. And yet, this is what God is saying. This verse has been on my mind, you know, over Rosh Hashanah. And I was thinking about it today. You know, God is speaking now, hundreds of years after, you know, after this story. His memory goes is reaching back hundreds of years, centuries. Oh, I remember you, the Jewish people, when you left Egypt, how close we were. And God is so emotional and so moved, right? And so taken by the love that once was between us. And he specifically expresses this and says, I remember our closeness. I think about you. I want to be close to you. I long, you know, for a reunification with you and to kiss and make up. And then it struck me, right? That's a very distant memory. What about us? What about you and I? Wasn't there a time that us searching, longing, Jews with peaks and valleys in our own spirituality and in our own story and relationship with Hashem, weren't there, is it not so that all of us had moments when we were so close to Hashem, so close to God, when things were so good between us, however long that those moments were, weren't they beautiful? If God can remember you know, hundreds and hundreds of years ago, when we were close, God, you know, with a, as he looks off into the distance, you know, with a wistful, you know, longing and distant memory. If God can remember that, how much more so, again, kivyachol, so to speak, is this verse a story of our very own lives? God is saying to us, hey, Avram, oh my goodness, I remember when we were close. I remember when we had those special times together, when you really trusted me, when we were loved each other, when we were committed and loyal and well behaved, and we had such closeness between us, and you had such kirva and such kavana. I remember that. I love that. I think about that. What do I think about when I see you? That's what I think about. This is really, it's a verse not just for Rosh Hashanah, this is a Yom Kippur verse. When we stand in shul on Yom Kippur and struggle through the, you know, through the difficult Yom Kippur experience, when we stand, you know, in the 10 days of repentance, and we think about ourselves, and we try to develop our own self-image, and we try to imagine how God sees us. Well, what does God see when he sees you? What does God think about when he thinks about you? The answer is being taught to us in chapter 2 of Jeremiah. You know what he says? He says, whoa, Avram, I remember those days. Maybe it was last year. Maybe it was last year Yom Kippur. Maybe it was last year Sukkot. Maybe it was 4 years ago. Maybe it was 10 years. Maybe it was when you were in yeshiva. I remember when you were in yeshiva. I remember when you were at your best, when you gave a shir, when you went to the shir, when you spoke, when you learned, when you did kindness, when you davened, when you hoped, when you dreamt. When I remember that. That's what I remember when I think about you. And oh gosh, how much do I love you? How much do I miss that? How much do I long for you? How much do I respect you and feel close to you for those close moments of endearment that you and I shared? This is an enlightening twist to this verse, which updates it, not just as, you know, reading a story of a God, you know, at an ancient time, remembering the Jewish people at, you know, when they were struggling in the land of Israel, you know, and remembering a memory from years earlier. No, yeah, that might be true, but it's as cutting edge as ever. It's as true as ever. God still remembers that closeness of the Jewish people right now. Remembers that closeness and moment of romance all the way back then in the desert. Okay, but he also remembers what happened 5 years ago between you and him. Between me and him, between any Jew and him, and that should serve as a point of solace, a point of encouragement, a point of endearment for us when we think about our lives and, you know, the pathetic mess that we might envision ourselves. Well, that's just the way we envision ourselves. God doesn't see that. He doesn't focus on that. What he envisions is those amazing moments. You know, maybe it was when we stood under the chuppah. Maybe it was when we, you know, after our bar mitzvah. Maybe it was on Passover night when we connected with our grandpa. Maybe it was, you know, when we put on tefillin. Maybe when we went to the kotel. Whatever your spiritual apex was, that's where God still is. And that's what he's thinking about. And it's all he dreams about. That's what he wants. And that should encourage us and warm us up to be able to face God and step back towards his embrace. Shana Tova Umituka. I hope everyone is signed and sealed in the Book of Life. Shabbat Shalom.